Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called Too Much Money. What a good question. Do you have this problem or do you know someone who has this problem, who has too much money? Well, speaking of money, what is a good thing to do with your money? What are some good ways to use your money? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think that money can be used for a lot of good things. You could use it to support a group, an organization, maybe a charity that you like, that you think they are doing a good job. You could also use your money toward education. You could spend it on learning a new skill to improve your own knowledge or to get a better job.
I like those suggestions. This also makes me think of what my older sister says. She says any money spent on other people is good. It's not wasted. I agree with her. If you spend money on other people, taking them out to meals or buying gifts for them, that is something good to do with your money. Well, let's get started in our lesson today. Too much money.
Too much money? What should a business do with all its profits?
Hi, Uncle Bob. Sorry I haven't been around much lately. Sandy and I have been really busy.
That's okay, Ben. I figured that meant things were going well.
As a matter of fact, business is booming. And to be honest, I'm starting to get a little worried that I might become a victim of my own success.
What do you mean?
Well, the company is flush with money right now. I know that it's important to keep your money actively working for you, but I can't figure out what to do with it fast enough.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's business article, we'll rejoin Ben and Uncle Bob as they discuss some smart ways to use your money and keep it actively working for you. Let's take a look at our keywords before we begin. Boom. Boom is a verb. The restaurant is full of people. Business must be booming. Flush. Flush is an adjective. There are so many schools that we are flush with choices. Stock. Stock is a noun. Jeremy bought stock in the company a few years ago. Recoup. Recoup is a verb. I'm hoping to recoup some lost time by working this weekend. Your more information words are dividend. Dividend is a noun. Shareholder. Shareholder is a noun. What are some ways you make your money work for you? Let's look and find out in our article.
Well, I guess having too much money could be a problem. Well, let's go back to the very beginning of this conversation. What should a business do with all its profits? Carolyn, what is a profit?
Well, a profit is the money that you make. So after you've paid all of your employees and yourself, and you've paid off all of your expenses, all your bills, you've paid for the lights, the machines, all of the supplies that you need to run your business, all of the money that you have left over, that is your profit.
Okay, so what should your business do if you have these kind of profits? Well, Ben is asking his Uncle Bob about this because their business is doing pretty well and they have a lot of money left over. Okay, let's get started with this conversation. I will be Ben today, so you can be Uncle Bob.
Oh, great. All right, so I'll be Uncle Bob. Well, Ben, you start.
Hi, Uncle Bob. Sorry I haven't been around much lately. Sandy and I have been really busy.
Well, I guess that's a pretty good reason to not be around if you're busy. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a lot of time. So, Uncle Bob responds, "That's okay, Ben. I figured that meant things were going well."
Well, that's a good word that Uncle Bob uses here. He figures that means things were going well. So if you figure something, that means you thought about it for a while. That's the answer you came to. Okay, well, Ben says, as a matter of fact, business is booming.
Great, great job, Gabe, Ben. Booming. Booming is a word from our word bank, and if something is booming, then it is doing really, really well, almost exploding.
That's right. So usually I hear this word when I'm talking about a business of some kind. Someone's business is booming. It's doing really well. What about the economy? You could talk about the booming economy. That means it's starting to get really, really good. It's doing okay now. So the business is booming.
That's right. Well, it's still your line, Ben. Continue.
Yes, yes, of course. Booming. And to be honest, I'm starting to get a little worried that I might become a victim of my own success.
Well, that is a great phrase there, Gabe, to be a victim of your own success. Let's look at that. What does it mean?
To be a victim of your success. Well, of course, success is a great thing, right? Everyone wants success. Everyone wants to succeed. Now, maybe you're doing really, really well. You're really successful, but then you're so successful that troubles start to come. Troubles you did not plan. If those things happen to you, then you become a victim of your own success.
That's right. And people that I think of that can easily become a victim of their own success are businessmen who work really hard, but they spend so much time at the office that they don't really get to spend time with their family. They make plenty of money, but the relationship they have with their wife and children gets pretty terrible, and that can make you a victim of your own success.
I think that is a very common way that people become a victim of their success. So if that is happening to you, watch out. Make sure that doesn't happen. Do something about it. Don't become that kind of victim of your success. Okay, Uncle Bob, carry on.
Oh, yes. Uncle Bob has a question for you. What do you mean?
Well, the company is flush with money right now.
Great, great. I will stop you there, Ben. Gabe, I'm sorry for interrupting, but you said a word from our word bank, the word flush. If something is flush, that means it is full. There is so much of something. So you might say that the company is flush with new employees. There are many, many new employees in the company right now.
Okay, it's flush with employees. Usually I hear this when you're talking about money as well. Maybe you are flush with cash. You have a lot of cash. Or maybe someone is flush with power. They're a very powerful person. So Ben and Sandy Johnson, they have a good company, and it's flush with money right now. That's a great thing, right?
Well, it is a great thing, but Ben seems to be having a little bit of a problem, so why don't you continue with his line?
Yeah. I know that it's important to keep your money actively working for you, but I can't figure out what to do with it fast enough. This is a great point that Ben has. Actually, if you have money, you want to keep it working for you. What does that mean? If your money is working for you, well, that means that you have invested it somewhere that somehow, without much effort, you're making more money. It's like the money is working for you.
That's right. So instead of just letting the money sit around, maybe in a drawer or under your mattress, you invest it so that it is gaining interest. Mm-hmm. You are making more money from the money you already have.
That's right. And if you're doing that, maybe if you're making a lot of money, you don't know what to do with your money fast enough. You have Ben's problem. Well, maybe you have too much of a good thing. Let's learn something about that phrase with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, and then we'll join Michelle.
Hi, friends. Have you ever had the problem that Ben and Sandy are having? They're making so much money that they don't know what to do with it.
Well, I'm not sure I would call that a problem, Ken. Having too much money, personally, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But this situation reminded me of an expression, too much of a good thing.
Ah, yes, too much of a good thing. That means something pleasant becomes unpleasant because you have too much of it. This phrase was actually coined by Shakespeare in the 17th century when he wrote the play As You Like It.
Of course, we can apply this expression to anything that might be bad for you when you have too much of it. For example, we all love chocolate, right? But too much chocolate can actually make you sick.
Perfect example. So moderation is key when we have too much of a good thing. But Steve, I've always thought too much of a good thing is wonderful.
You're not the only one, Ken. Too much of a good thing is wonderful is a purposefully humorous or irreverent variation of the traditional saying.
So the conventional message is reversed.
That's right. The original saying is an appeal to moderation, while the modified saying suggests that people should enjoy themselves more and worry less.
Well, maybe on your birthday, you can allow yourself to be spoiled and pampered with whatever you want, no matter how much of it there is.
Right, because too much of a good thing can sometimes be wonderful.
今天的课文中, Ben说他们公司赚了很多钱, 多到不知道该如何运用这笔钱。 这个状况其实可以用 too much of a good thing 来形容。 这个片语其实来自莎士比亚的 As You Like It 这出戏。 Too much of a good thing 字面的意思是 太多的好事, 但好事太多, 过了头, 未必是好事, 甚至可能变成坏事。 所以 too much of a good thing 讲的就是 moderation, 所谓 过犹不及, 凡事适可而止。 但也有人呢, 故意把这句名言改成 Too much of a good thing is wonderful, 好事越多越好。 当然我们偶尔放纵一下, 是无可厚非的。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点, 我们来看boom这个动词。 boom是指兴旺或繁荣。 例如, Korea's entertainment business has boomed in the last decade. 过去10年来, 韩国的娱乐事业蓬勃的发展, 或者是 sales of the new product are booming in Asia. 这个新产品在亚洲的销售快速的成长中。 boom也可以当名词, 意思就是指增长加快或者是成功。 例如, the region is experiencing a boom in tourism. 这个区域的观光业正蓬勃发展中。 接续我们看的是flush这个形容词。 flush当动词我们学过是指脸红。 但是在这里是当形容词, 意思是指大量的或者是丰富的。 如果要说明有大量的哪些东西的话, 是用with这个介词。 例如, the oil companies are flush with money due to the increase in oil prices. 由于油价高涨, 这些石油公司口袋满满都是钱。 Flush也指同一个高度或水平的, 例如 the cupboards aren't flush against each other, 这些橱柜高度不一。
Today we are discussing a topic with Uncle Bob and Ben on the issue of money. Too much money? Is that possible? Well, what do you do when you have a lot of money and you're not sure how to invest it? Ben and his wife's business is booming, but they are not quite sure what to do with all of their profits. What do you think they should do? Well, we're going to get some advice from Uncle Bob in the next part of our lesson. Let's continue.
Too much money?
What are your options?
To be honest, I don't know. I know that big companies often use extra money to pay dividends.
That's true.
Sometimes they'll even buy back some of their own stock.
But you're not a big company and you don't have any shareholders.
Exactly. That's why I'm at a loss about what to do.
There are lots of ways that smaller companies handle extra cash.
Give me some examples.
Well, one option is to pay down debt.
We don't really have any. We used our savings to start the company, and we've already recouped our expenses.
Well, I think it's a great thing not to have any debt. You're out of debt. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section here. Ben was just telling Uncle Bob he's not sure what to do with his money fast enough. What does Uncle Bob say?
Well, he has another question for Ben. What are your options?
Nice. Your options or your choices. Well, Ben says, to be honest, I don't know. I know that big companies often use extra money to pay dividends. That's what big companies do. Well, he has a phrase here at the beginning, to be honest. And if you're talking with someone and you want to share how you honestly feel, this is a good phrase to know. To be honest, and then you share your thoughts.
That's right. So he's really not sure what to do because he's not really a big company. And the only things he knows deal with big companies. Well, Uncle Bob says, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll even buy back some of their own stock. Ben is talking about big companies here. They buy back their own stock. What is stock? Well, it's one of our key words. Stock is the funds that a company raises through the sale of shares. Of course, if there's a big company, you might want to invest in that company. And so you buy into that company. You own part of the company that is called stock.
That's right. Well, Gabe, do you invest in stocks? If you want to know the price of a stock, you should check out the stock market.
That's right. There are many words that include this word stock. And to answer your question, I don't invest in stocks right now, but I have considered it. Maybe I will one day. I hear that is a good way to invest your money.
Well, you do have to be careful. You want to make sure you invest in a good company, reliable stock. Well, Uncle Bob continues, but you're not a big company, and you don't have any shareholders.
No shareholders for this small company? A shareholder, someone who owns part of that company through stock. You could also call a shareholder a stockholder.
That's right. So if you buy stocks, then you are a stockholder or a shareholder. You own a share of that company. Well, Ben, would you like to continue?
Of course. Exactly. That's why I'm at a loss about what to do. He's at a loss because they have no shareholders. Nobody else owns the company here. So he's at a loss about what to do. Well, I think Liz has something to share with us in the Grammar Gym about that phrase, if you're at a loss about something.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we see this statement. That's why I'm at a loss about what to do. Our grammar tip focus today is on the phrase at a loss. It's an idiom that means uncertain. So today's sentence can be rewritten as, I really don't know what to do. Use this idiom at a loss when you want to describe how someone is really uncertain about something. For example, if Tony has a problem that he has never dealt with before and he doesn't know what to do about it, we can say, Tony has never had to deal with such a problem. Now he is really at a loss. Or, when the patient wasn't getting any better after all the treatments, her doctors were at a loss. Now it's your turn. Think of something that is very confusing or hard to figure out and practice using this idiom. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you can check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. We are never at a loss when you are helping us understand these grammar patterns. And now we can continue with Uncle Bob's next line. There are lots of ways that smaller companies handle extra cash.
Give me some examples.
One option is to pay down debt.
Paying down debt? What does that mean? Well, if you pay down debt, that means you have a debt and you need to pay it off. But you can't pay it off completely at one time. You can do it little by little. You can pay down your debt to decrease your debt.
That's right. So you just make some payments on your debt to make the amount smaller. You pay it down. You don't pay it up.
And so Uncle Bob says you can pay down debt, but Ben says we don't really have any. That's a good thing. It's good not to be in debt. Ben says we used our savings to start the company, and we've already recouped our expenses. Okay, as you remember, they had some seed money, some savings, some money that they already owned, and they used that to start their company.
That's right, and we read that they've already recouped their expenses. And recoup is a word from the word bank. Let's take a look at it. If you recoup something, that means that you get back what you spent initially or at first, or what you invested or had to give up before, you now have it back.
That's right, you regain it. Maybe you were at a loss of something, you lost something, but you gained it back, and they have recouped their expenses, which is great. Friends, if you have a debt, you can say you are in debt, and I hope that doesn't describe you, but if it does, I hope you find a way to pay that debt off and you can recoup your expenses. Right now it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 dividend 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 divide 分配这个动词，所以 dividend 在这里是指红利或者是股息。例如 ，the company will pay a dividend of $1 for each share。公司将会每股配息一块美金，或者是 This quarter's dividends will increase by 3%， 这一季的股息会增加 3%。 最后我们看的是 stock 这个名词， stock 在这里是指公司的股份或股本，当不可数名词。例如 The boss owns 51% of the company's stock， 老板拥有这家公司 51% 的股份。Stock 也可以指股票，这个时候就是可数的。例如 ，The company's stocks have fallen continuously for the last 3 days. 这家公司的股票价格连续三天都下滑。Now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Well, in today's lesson, Ben has a problem. He has too much money. His business is doing really well, and he's worried that he has become a victim of his own success. So what about you? Are you ever a victim of your own success? Or how do people become a victim of their own success? Carolyn, what do you think about this? You shared earlier about how some business people don't spend enough time with their families. Is that true?
Well, I do think it's true. And if you become a victim of your own success, then you're doing very well in one area, but something else is suffering. Mm-hmm. So maybe someone might try to take advantage of you. If you are very successful in business, in money, they might try to take that money from you, and then you become a victim of that success.
All right, well, there's different ways that people might become a victim of their success, so be careful about that. Watch out. Observe what's going on around you. Make sure that doesn't happen. Thank you for joining us today, and of course, we will see you next time to learn more from this conversation right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.